Today's daf is Menachas daf Yud Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Before we begin, I just want to wish on behalf of the Chabura a Hartzik Mazel Tov to Morty Winkler, who's making a bris this morning, and really on behalf of the Chabura, a personal Hakaras HaToiv to Morty for being a great source of positive energy for all things Chabura related. Usually when there's laughing in the Chabura, it's because of something funny that Morty said. Either way, should be Zoicha to be Machnes, your son, the Brisa Shal Avram Avinu, Be'ita Yubazmanai, and we should continue to only share in Simchas together. So the topic of the daf, again, are the halachis of Pigul in the context of a mincha. So the last 2 days, we spoke out a little bit of Divrei intro as it relates to the idea of Pigul. The first day we spoke about the basic concept of what Pigul is. Chutz Lizmanai, Chutzim Koimai, Dalar Avoidis, the different types of machshavas, pigul, pasul ve'im baikaris, etc., etc. Yesterday, we spoke a little bit about some of the peripheral, some of the ancillary halachis that relate to the laws of pigul. Malkus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you get malkus on a lav she'im baimaisa. The Gemara in the end of Masechtas Pesachim that says that pigul was metames yadayim, very shver Rashi there. The idea that a kohen that was mefagel was also a mask, that's why it comes up in Bava Kama Daf Hey and the sugyas of Hezek Nicker. Regardless, before we start today's daf, we need to mention one other idea as it relates to Divrei intro, but this one a little bit more lumpish. That is, if you ask a man on the street, how exactly does pigul go? He's going to say, it's pasha, bringing a carbon, this dalet avoy this adam, shchita kabbalah ilachas rika. If you have a machshav of chutz lezman, chutzim koimi, during any one of those avoydos, the halacha is, it's going to be pigul. Now, the truth is, the man on the street is right. But, from a lumdis perspective, he's not 100% accurate. The zman of machshav as pigul would be shas avoyda, shas dalet avoy this adam. But the reason you could be mefagel while you're doing the Dalet Avodah Sadam is not because of the fact that those Dalet Avodahs are the Avodahs HaMa'akvos as HaKarban. The reason you could be mefagel during those Dalet Avodahs is because of the second hat that the Dalet Avodahs wear. And that is that the Dalet Avodah Sadam are also Matirin. Shchita Kabbalah Hailacha Zrika serve two functions. Number one, that Meratz. If somebody's Chayiv Karban, he has to bring a carbon. What does it mean to quote-unquote bring a carbon? It means shchita kabbalah ilach hazrika. There's other things, other mitzvahs, but that's all shiurei mitzvah. What it really means is dalet avodah sadam. At the same time, shchita kabbalah ilach hazrika are also matter, certain parts of the carbon. Specifically, the basa that was eaten by the kehanim of the bailim were aser, they were off limits. They were in the Rambam's hilchas machalas asuros until you did the dalet avodahs. Additionally, there was achila that happened on the Mizbeach. The Emurim went on the Mizbeach, depending on what carbon was being brought, that would determine what exactly was going on the Mizbeach. But Akhtaras Emurim is referred to throughout Shas as Achilas Mizbeach, and that Achila too required a heter. It was Macholes Asuroi, so to speak. And what was Materit, again, was the Dalet Avodah. So Shchita Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika really served two functions. Number one, that the Dalet Avodah is that to oif the Kapara, the Ritzui, whatever the purpose of this carbon is. Additionally, they're also Matirim. The reason Pigul happens during Shchita Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika is because Pigul is related to Avodah's HaMater. And being that those are the Dalet Avodah's HaMater, and we'll see even more accurately from alumnus perspective if we get there towards the end of the daf, what it means when we say Shchita Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika are Matirim, but for now, just speaking loosely, those Dalet Avodahs are also the Dalet Avodahs are Matirim, and Pigul is related to Matir. More specifically, just to dig one level deeper, and then we'll start the daf, is that what is Machshavas Pigul? So we said in the context of a Zevach, he had one of four Machshavas. You were Mechashav to do Achilas Adam, Achilas Basar Chutzazmane. You were Mechashav to do the Akhtar Seymurim Chutzazmane, or Chutzim Kaime. You were Mechashav to do Shvicha Shirayim, or Zrika. What are those four things that have in common? They're all Achilas. Basar, the Kehanim used to eat, or the Bailam used to eat. Akhtar Seymurim is Achilas Mizbeach. Shvicha Shirayim and Zrika is also Achilas Mizbeach. So you're doing an Avoida that's Mater Achilo, and you're thinking about Achila. So Pigul dreitzich in the world of Dalet Avodah Sadam, and it impacts the Ritzui of the carbon. But really, the punchline from a Lundis perspective is where Pigul is taking place and where Pigul is really causing issues is because you're thinking about achila at a time that you're doing an avoida that's matir achila, and you're having a very bad machshava. Machshava zara, as it relates to all this. Regardless, the yisoid of machshava's pickle happening during the dalet avoidas is not because of the significance of the dalet avoidas of being dalet avoidas amechaprim, but rather it's related to the fact that these avoidas are also the dalet avoidas that to oif the heter basar. And it's for that reason, as we're going to see already in this morning's daf, that whenever you talk about pigle, you're talking about a matter. Can I be mefalgo while I'm doing this avoida? So what's the question? The question is it a matter or is it not a matter? What do you mean? Is it an avoida or is it not avoida? No. Because the emphasis when you talk about pigle is you need it to be an avoida samater. And that's why the terminology that's used throughout the sugyas of Zvachim and Menachis are matter or not matter. On that note, we begin a very, very lumdish daf. So the Mishnah shachat shnei kvasim. So the Mishnah begins with a very specific type of carbon, and that was the kifsei atzeres. Every year on Shavuos in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a carbon tzibur that was brought that was very different than all other karbanos tzibur. It was a shlomen. The only shalmei tzibur that was ever brought was the kifsei atzeres. Together with the shlomen, there was also an oila and a chatas, but there was a shlomen, a shalmei tzibur, and the shlomen was made up of two kvasim, tzvei shepselach. There was Shlomen, together with that Shalmei Tzibur, there was also a mincha that was brought. It's what's known as the Shtei Alecha. So there was a mincha that was brought in the beginning of Sefiras Omer, that was the Karban Omer, that mincha was from Sa'irim, and you count 49 days, and then at the end of the Tisbru Chamishim Yom, they brought another mincha. This mincha wasn't from Sa'irim, this mincha was already from Chitin. Chassam Sofer says what's playing out is that on Tezayin Nisa, when they brought the Karban Omer, we just left Mitzrayim, Halalu Oiv De Avoy Dezarev, Halalu Oiv De Avoy Dezarev, and then we go through the Madrigas, the sphere of the Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, and at the end we're ready to be Makabu the Torah, and now we're ready on the level not of Soirim anymore. Now we're on the level of Chitin, and that's why we bring a mincha. It's known as the Shtei Halechim. So says the Mishnah Shochat Shnei Kvasim. If a Koyein brought the two Kvasim, the Kivtzei Atzeres, the Shlomim, Lech Lachas Menachal Lois Lamacher, and he had a mind to eat one of the Shtei Halechim Lamacher. In other words, he had a Machsheves Pigol. He thought to eat the Shtei Halechim Lamacher, but only one of the Chalos. Hik the Shnei Bezichim, or if he was Makdir the Shnei Bezichim. That was brought together with the lechem aponim. And lechot echod min asarim lemacher. And he had a mind not to eat all the lechem aponim lemacher. He had a mind only to eat one of the lechem aponim lemacher. Rabbi Yosi says, Oisei achalav, oisei aseid eshechish of olav, pigol v'chayov and olav kars. It's chal pigol on the lechem of the shtei lechem. It's chal pigol on the bread that you were mechashev, v'chayov and olav kars. But at the same time, the hasheni, as it relates to the other bread or the other seder of the lechem aponim, it's only going to be pasul. But the aim by karas, the chachamim say zev zev pigul v'chayov and olav karas. Now both breads and all the lechem aponim are going to be pigul v'chayov and olav karas. So what's the machloikis Rabbi Yosi in the chachamim? The machloikis is if a koyin had a machsheves pigul while he's bringing the kifsei atzeres, or if a koyin had a machsheves pigul while he's being makted the bezichel lemoina for the lechem aponim, and he was mechashev the machshava on one of the breads, not on all the breads. So that's pashut, the whole carbon is pasul. No one's debating that. The debate is whether the special chayvi krisos that's chal on the pigol, so that if somebody eats it, he's now going to be chay karis. Is it only chal on the bread that was the subject of the machshavas pigol, or is it chal on everything? Rabbi Yosi says, oisei achala, v'oisei aseder, shechishav ala pigol v'chayov and olav karas, but v'hasheni pasul. In by karas, the chachamim say, no, zeh v'zeh, pigol v'chayov and olav karas. I'm Rav Huna said, oi mohei, Rabbi Yosi, pigol v'yarech shal yamin, lo nispag v'yarech shal smol. This chiddush of Rabbi Yosi that the Mishnah mentions is really the starting point of Rabbi Yosi. But if you know the rest of the story, I'll tell you what Rabbi Yosi used to say. Oi mohei, Rabbi Yosi, a much bigger chiddush. If a kohen is bringing regular carbon, and he has a mind to eat the basar, chutz lezmane, but he had a mind to eat the yerech yamin. He didn't think about the yerech smol. It's not chal pigol on the yerech smol. The whole carbon's pasul, but as far as pigol, karis, that's only going to be on that yerech that he thought about. Even a bigger chiddush than what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said there's two lechems. Those are two independent breads. So Rabbi Yosi says, if you had a machshava's pigol on one bread, it's not chal the machshava on the other bread. Said Rav Huna, I heard from Rabbi Yosi even a bigger chiddush. Even one carbon, it's one unit, it's all attached. Even over there, if the kohen thought about the yerech yamin, it's not going to be chal pigol on the yerech smol. My time. Because Rav Yosi held that the machshava hapeiselas can't be worse than something physical that makes a carbon possible. Ilu itmichad ever mi itmile kule. If one ever of a carbon would become tame, would the entire animal become tame? Now Rashi says, if the animal is intact, then the answer, of course, is yes. We're talking about where the animal has been dismembered. So right now you have the Yerech Yimin, you have the Yerech Smoil, and there's an idea that if the Yerech Yimin becomes Tomei, it doesn't affect the Yerech Smoil. So Madoch Tumah, which is something physical, it michad loy it michad, certainly the Halacha should be in the world of Machshava. If you thought about the Yerech Yimin, it shouldn't affect the Yerech Smol. You by same Makra, it says in the Pasuk, a pigul v'anefesh ha'icheles mimenu avinu tisa, and we learn from there, mimenu v'loy mechaveri. There's a miut in the parasha pigul that says that it only impacts mimenu, that's the thing that you thought about, but v'loy mechaveri, it doesn't impact everything else. Regardless, in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis Rabbi Yosi in the Chacham. If a kohen brought the kifse yatzeres, and he had in mind a machsheves pigul, the machshava was he was going to eat one of the shtei halechem chutz lezmanoi. The carbon's pigle. There's nothing to talk about. The question is the chayvei krisos of pigle. Does it only impact that challah that he had a machshava about? Or does it impact the other machshava as well? Same case as if the kohen was bringing the shtei mezichei levoina, which was matat the lechem aponim, and he had a mind to eat one seder of the lechem aponim, chutz hazman. It's a machshava's pigle. All the lechem aponim is possible. The question is the chayvei krisos. Is it only on that lechem that he thought about? Or is it going to be on all the breads? According to the Chachamim, it's always on all the breads. You think about one, it's like you thought about everything. According to Rav Yossi, no. Usei lechem, usei seder, that's where it's going to be chal pigul. Rav Huna in the Gemara took Rav Yossi's halacha and he dialed it up a notch. He said, this halacha is going to be true even in a carbon, where the carbon is attached. If the kohen thought to eat basar chutz lezmanoi, but basar of one side of the animal, the yerech yamin, he never thought about the yerech smal. It's not chal pigul of chorus on the Yerech Samal. And the Gemara now is going to ask Akasha on Rav Huna, and really the topic of the next Amid is going to be Shittas Rav Huna, and this is really a very, very long Lishu Gemara. Let's leave it at that. Esvi Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asked Akasha to Rav Huna, Lo oilom ein boi koris ad she yefagel b'shteyem b'kizayas. And this is an excerpt of a Braisa. The Braisa is discussing the Kifsei Atzeres like our Mishnah is discussing. And the Braisa says that if a Kohen had a Machshavas Pigel while he's bringing the Kifsei Atzeres, it's not Pigel, unless he thought about Shteyem, which at first glance the Gemara thinks means both breads. So if he thought about both breads, then it's going to be Pigel. And then the Braisa says, Bikizayas, a Chiddush, that even though the sheer Pigel is Bikizayas, as we saw earlier in the week, whether you're thinking Achilas Adam or whether you're thinking Achilas Mizbeach, the shir is always a kizayas. Says the Braisa that if a kohen is bringing the kifsei atzeres and he had a machshavas pigel to eat both breads, shteyem chutz lezmanoi, even if he didn't think to eat a full kizayas of each bread. So the kizayas is only together with the two breads, that's going to be enough to have a machshavas pigel. So essentially the Braisa is saying two things. The Braisa is saying, number one, you have to be mechashav in both breads. That's the only way it can be pickled. If you're mechashev in one bread, not the other, it's not going to be pickled. That's the first halacha you see in the braisa. The second halacha you see in the braisa is that this shir kizayis, you could be mitstarif the two breads, says the Gemara. V'shtein in ba'achas me'am loy. The first deek in the braisa is that you have to be mechashev in both breads. If you're mechashev in one, it's not going to be pickled. Mani, who's the tana, the braisa? Ilei mi rabbanon. Is it the rabbanon of our mishnah? Afilu ba'achas me'am nami. The rabbanon said in the mishnah, you don't have to think in both breads. If you're mechashev in one, the entire carbon becomes pickled, v'chayav in all of cars. Hello. Pshita, says the Gemara, it's Pashin Rabbi Yossi, that it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you have to be mechashiv in both, and that's why this Braisa says the only way it's going to be pigle is if you think in both. Stating that, the Braisa said another chiddush. What was the second chiddush? That even though there's a sheer kizayas, you can be mitstarif the two breads to have a kizayas, says the Gemara. Ish iyamre bishloim echad gufa, bishloim if Rabbi Yossi holds that bechad gufa, the halacha is, if you mechashev on one side of the carbon, it's chal pigel on the other side of the carbon. Not like Rav Huna said, that oimahoy Rabbi Yossi, pigel b'yerech shol yamin, loy nisbagel shol yerech smile. If the halacha would be not like Rav Huna, meaning if it's one guf, it's pashit, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, that if you mechashev on one side, it's chal pigel on the other side. Mishamachim et star. I understand why we can now look at the two breads of the shtei halechem as one, with regards to being mitzarif the shir kizayas. Because even though they're not really one, And here's the punchline that Rashi says, quoting a Gemara later, and that is that the machshava of the Kayin has an ability to create some sort of bond, some sort of energy that now connects these two breads. That's something that the Kayin could do b'machshavta. So even though the two breads are independent, we're going to look at them as one. What's making them one? The machshav of the Kayin is making them one. So now you have one unit. So even though I have a half a kezias of this, I have a half a kezias of that, but I could look at the two as one and sezam and habach kezias. But the Gemara Tain is that only makes sense if Rabbi Yossi holds that if two things are connected, that we look at them as one with regards to pit. But if you're going to tell me that two parts of one zevach are viewed independently, there's the yerech yamin and there's the yerech smol as it relates to the halachas of pigul, then freik the gemara trei gufi mi mitzdarfi. How could the machshava of the kayin be better than two things that are physically together? The best the kayin could do b'machshavtoi with regards to the shtei alechem is think about both of them together, thus his machshava somehow bonds them. So now you look at them as they're both part of the same mincha. But Tainas the Gemara, very nice, they're part of the same mincha. But Rav Huna said that even when they're physically part of the same mincha, Rabbi Yossi holds the two are not considered the same. Because pigal b'yerech yamin, le'nispag l'yerech smol. So if they're looked at differently in the laws of pigal, even when they're physically connected, then certainly you have to look at them differently if they're only connected via this energy that was created through your machshav. And if they're viewed as differently, how could half a zayis of this and half a zayis of this be mitzdarif? It's a tainas de gemara. This one line in a braisa, which must be Rabbi Yossi, is a kasha in Rav Huna's understanding of Rabbi Yossi. But the gemara says the kasha is only a kasha if the tain of the braisa is Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the tain of the braisa is not Rabbi Yossi. Hamani Rabbi. It's really Rabbi. The tainy relinked in a braisa. Who's this Rabbi? Again, talking about the kivsei atzeres. If a kohen shechted one of the two kivsei atzeres and he had a mind to eat a half a zayis of one of the breads, and then he shechted the other one of the kivsei atzeres, and again he had a mind lechol chatzis zayis to eat a half a zayis of the other bread. Rabbi said, Oimer ani ichzok shezeh kosher. It's going to be kosher. Now, why is it going to be kosher? Time of the amr chatzis chatzis. Because over here, during each one of the two kvasim, you only thought about a half a zayas. And really the background is that we're going to see in a moment, and it's really going to be the topic of the Mishnah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that Rebbe holds, like most Tanoim, that ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar. That any time you do an avoidah, and you have a machshavas pigel, to the extent that the avoidah is a chatzi avoidah, or more accurately, like we spoke out in the intro, it's a chatzi matar, it's not going to be chal pigel unless you thought in the entire matter. The classic example of ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar is the dalet hazois that are ma'akiv in the chatois apnimiyos. So ordinarily, all karbonis, machlokes b'shamayim b'sol, the first mission in perek b'shamayim, masechet zvachim, but when it comes to all karbonis, only one zrika was ma'akiv. So even though there's achashi shtayim and shtayin shein arba, and by a chatos it's dalet, but really all you have to do is one, with the exception of the chatois apnimiyos. By the chatois apnimiyos, the parim anisrafim, all four zrikos or hazois were ma'akiv. So what would be if you had a machshavas pigel during one or two or three? No, it's not going to be pigel because ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar. Each hazza is only a chatzi matar. You need all of them together. Another example of ein mefaglim b'chatzi matar is our sugya this morning, kivsei atzeres. The two kvasim together were matar the shtei halacha. So each keves is going to be a chatzi matar. The Rebbe said that if you had in mind chutz lizmanoi on a half a zayis of one of the two breads of the Shtei Alechem when you brought one keves, and then you had in mind chutz lezmano, you have hazayis of another one of the breads, but while you brought the other keves, it's not going to be mitzdarif. You know why? Because what you have at the end of the day is on each chatzi mater, which was each keves, all you had was a chatzi hazayis. But says the Gemara, what's implied from Rebbe? Abul Omar kezayis mishteim mitzdarif. It sounds like the whole issue over here is because you thought only chatzi on each chatzi mater, so you don't have anything. But let's say during each chatzi matar, you would think a full kezayis. But the full kezayis would be a half a zayis of this challah, half a zayis of that challah. Sounds like the halach is, it would be mitzdarf, which is essentially that one line in the braisa that the Gemara just brought. What was explicit in the braisa that the Gemara brought, three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, is implicit in what Rebbe is saying. So Tana is the Gemara, maybe the Tana of that aforementioned braisa is not the Rabbanon. It's not Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi. So what if it's Rabbi? So look at Rashi, the lets the bright Shira on top. V'Rabbi Yossi le'yaribo. It's not Rabbi Yossi. If it's not Rabbi Yossi, le'tikshir le'ravuna. You can't ask kashas on something Ravuna said about Rabbi Yossi from a bright, so that's Rabbi. But the Gemara says, it's very nice. You change the name, maybe, of who exactly the Tana is. But at the end of the day, Rebbe has a Shita. What does Rebbe hold? Rebbe Alibi the Man. Who does he hold like? In terms of our Machlaikas and our Mishnah between Rebbe Yossi and the Chachamim. Be Alibi the Rabbanon. If he holds like the Chachamim, Afil Ba'achas Menami. Then you don't have to think in both, even one, because that's the Chachamim Shita. If you thought Chutzlis Mane in one of the Shtei Alechems, it's Chal Pigal on the other one of the Shtei Alechems as well. And he Alibi the Rebbe Yossi, and if Rebbe held like Rabbi Yossi, then Hajar Kusha Laduchte. So you're right, Rav Huna said it in Rabbi Yossi. He didn't say it in Rebbe, but Rebbe is Rabbi Yossi. So at the end of the day, it's still going to be Akasha, says the Gemara, I hear. La'olam, going back to the original Braisa, Aliba de Rabbana. Again, what was the Kasha? Rav Huna said that when Rabbi Yossi says in Allah, in the Mishnah, that if you mafagal in one bread, it's not chal pigal on the other. If you mechal in one seder of the lechem upon him, it's not chal pigal on the other seder of the lechem upon him. It's true not only for two breads that physically are separate of each other. It's true even in a zevach. You have a carbon, and a carbon is made up of two parts. You have the yerech yamin, and you have the yerech smoil. Even over there, that same exact halacha is going to be true. The kasha was that we have a brice over here, where the brice says, lo'olam ein b'ikaris, ad sheyefagel b'shteim b'kizayis. The brice seems to say that if a kohen is doing the avodah with the kiftzei atzeres, and he's thinking pigel in the shtei halechem, he has to be mefagel in both of the two breads. However, if he's mefagel a half his eyes of each bread, that's going to be enough. The Mara says the brisa can't be the rabbanon. Why not? Because according to Rabbanon, you have to think both breads. Elamites Rabbi Yossi, and you see in Rabbi Yossi, he could be mitzarif to two breads. Why? Probably because the machshava makes it one. But the problem is, even when it's physically one, it's not one, because Yerachim and Yerach Smoil are considered two, then how could your machshava make it better than being physically together? Says the Gemara, lo'olam rabbanon. Really, the kasha is the rabbanon. What was the kasha? According to the rabbanon, why do you have to think in both breads? The brisa says, lo'olam ein b'ikaris ad sheyefagel b'shteyem. V'lo yiteim ad sheyefagel b'shteyem. Shmak Gemara. Ele eim ad sheyefagel b'shneyem. Not with a tough, with a nun. Not loshen ikei v'loshen zoch. You have to switch it from shteyhen to shneyhen. What's the difference? The difference is Rabbanan are not talking about being mefagel in the two breads. The Rabbanan are not talking about being mefagel in both kvasim. And the punchline of what the Rabbanan are trying to say is, lo'olamein beikaris ad sheyefagel b'shneyem, both sheep. Because each sheep is a chatzi matter, and they're coming to say the halacha, they mefagel b'chatzi matter. They weren't saying you have to think chutz lezmani in both breads, because that's the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Think in one bread, it's chal pigel on everything. What the Rabbanan are saying is you have to think in both sheep, because of mefaglin b'chatzi matter, as it relates to the breads, but v'afilu ba'achas mehem. You could think only in one. Ulafuki b'drameir, and the chiddush is not rameir. Da'am mefaglin b'chatzi matter, k'mash mondoloi, that mefaglin b'chatzi matter. Ihochi, but the Gemara says, if that's the case, my loy. What's the word la'olam? And if you look at Rashi, Rashi says la'olam mashma demapik mimil satuva. The word la'olam sounds like there's more than one chiddush. So if you say a vart and you preface it with the word la'olam, you can't just say one chiddush. It's mashma milsatuva. There's a lot going on over here. There's a lot of lumdus. There's a lot of raid. There has to be a lot of diyukim, or at the very least, two chidushim in the statement that's being said. And this line in the Braisa was prefaced by the magic word. La'olam ein beikaris ad sheyefagel b'shneyem. So it says the Gemara like this. Gishmak. I amre bishloima b'shteyem. U'bishneyem. Bishloima, if the way you're supposed to read it is b'shteyem. And really what it means is b'shteyem. U'bishneyem. V'Rab Yosihi. And the Tana then of the Braisa would be Rab Yosi. Because essentially, then, what the Braisa is saying is, number one, you have to be mefagel during both kvasim. And number two, you have to be mefagel in both breads. So it comes out with saying two chidushim. Ulafukim midirab meir, umidirabonim. It's lafukim midirab meir that holds that mefagel b'chatzi matter. Kamash malam bishneyem, you have to think both kvasim, in mefagel b'chatzi matter. And it's also lafukim midirabonim. The rabbonim that hold you only have to be mefagel in one bread. You have to be makabel, you have to be mefagel both breads. But how did it come to l'olam? So it's very nice the word l'olam, because there's two chedushim. Number one, b'shnehem, both kvasim lafukehu, rameir holds mefagim b'chatzim matter. Kamash one, e mefagim b'chatzim matter. And also b'shnehem, you have to think about both breads. Lafukehu, the rabbanon in the Mishnah. Who the rabbanon hold that if you just think in one bread? No, that's Rabbi Yosi Shita. You have to think in both breads. Eli, I'm a rabbanon. But if you're going to tell me that the Tana is going of that price is the rabbanon, and the Gir says only b'shnehem, because according to rabbanon, you don't have to think in two breads. You only have to think in one bread. So what's the chiddush? One chiddush. Ulafukeh mid rameir. You're telling me you have to think both kvasim as opposed to one, meaning emefagel b'chatzi mater, my loylam, the why loylam. What's the milsa tuva that you're coming to be memayit? That's the first kasha. So the first the kasha is that how could Rav Huna say that oymahoy Rabbi Yosi pigel b'yerech shal yimin lo nespaglo yerech shal smile? I have a brisa where Rabbi Yosi is for sure the Tana of the brisa. How do I know that? From the word loylam, this whole cheshbon that we just learned. But I know the Tana is Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi says that even though you have to be mechashiv in both breads of the shtei alechem, but you can be mitzarif the two lechems for the shir, which is mashma that the two breads are considered connected. They're all part of a mincha. If two limbs of an animal are not considered the same in hilchas pigel, then how could two parts of a mincha that are only connected via your machshava be considered one? That's the first kasha in Rav Huna. The second kasha is, oh, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Toshma. Next part of the daf is lighter. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi said, Mishum Rabbi Yoisi, name Rabbi Yoisi. Pika b'dava nasa b'chutz, pika b'dava nasa b'fin loy pika. The context over there is the chatois ha-pnimiyos, the parim anasrofa. We know that it says the parsha of pigel in the Torah twice. Both times it says it is by a carbon shlomim. And it's because of that there's a sheet of Masechta Zevachim that holds that the only time this pigel is dafka, a carbon that was born in the Mizbech HaChitza. But a carbon that was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi, meaning that it's not similar to the shlomim. The shlomim was born in the Mizbech HaChitza. There's no pigel. Stating that, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says this pigel by carbonus that were born in the Mizbech HaPnimi. The Chomish Chatois HaPnimiyos, we're subject to the laws of pigel. Stating that only if you meet two criteria. You have to check off two boxes. Number one, the avoida being done has to be an avoida b'chutz, an avoida that's being done in the azar, chutz l'heichel, as opposed to an avoida being done in the heichel. Additionally, the machshava had to be about an avoida that's going to be done in the azara, again, b'chutz, as opposed to a machshava about an avoida that's going to be done in the heichel. Now, what part of the parim anasrofim of the chatayis apnimis was done in the heichel? The tzrika. The hazah was not on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, and part of the hilacha, obviously by definition. But it was only the hazah. The shechita, of course, was done in the azar. We spoke about shechita in the heichal. The shechita was done in the azar. The kabbalah was done in the azar. The shvicha shirayim was done in the azar. The akhtar same wurim was done in the azar. The achila was done in the azar. It was the hazah primarily that was not done in the azara, but rather was done in the heichal. That's this brisa. Rabbi Yoimer, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Pigel b'dava nasa b'chutz, Pigel b'dava nasa b'fim loy pigel, Keitzad, Hoy Yoimer b'chutz, if the Kohen was standing b'chutz, meaning in the azara of Amar, and he said, Arinu sheichet amanas, lahazis midam adamachar, he had in mind to shecht, while he's shechting, to do the hazah, chutz lezmanoy, in the heichal, loy pigel. Why is it a pigel? She machshava b'chutz. It's true the machshava happened while he was b'chutz, but it was b'davar nasa b'fnim. It was about something that he's doing b'fnim. Oh, yeah, I mean b'fnim if he was standing in the heichal. Va'amar, and he said, Hareini maza amanas l'akta emurim l'machar. So here he's standing physically in the heichal, and he has a mind to do an avayda b'chutz, such as akhtar seymur, or v'lishbach shirayim l'machar, or to do the shvicha shirayim l'machar. Loi pigel, again, it's not pigel. She machshava b'fnim, because now the machshava was b'fnim, b'davar hanasa b'chutz. So again, in each case, there's a tzad pnim. When is a pigel? Hoyoy me bachotz. If he was standing bachotz, and he said, "Arini shechad manas lishbach shirayim lemachor, lakte emurim lemachor pigel." Because over there, both are bachotz. Shemachshava bachotz. He's standing bachotz, and it's b'davar nasa bachotz. And he's thinking about doing something bachotz. He's thinking about doing akhtar semurim that happens in the azar. He's thinking about doing shvicha shirayim that happens in the azar. Very nice. Who said this? Rebbe, some of the Gersa Rebbe Lazar, in the name of, that's what we need, Rabbi Yosi. So this is Rabbi Yosi talking. So essentially, Rabbi Yosi saying that if a kohen had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutz lezmanoy, that's all we wanted from this. That if a kohen had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutz lezmanoy, which we know is pigel, but we need to know that Rabbi Yosi holds it's pigel. That's why we need this brisa. So if a kohen had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim chutz lezmanoy, it's chal pigel. Says the Gemara, lefkulei ma'am. What became, when he had a machshava to do shvicha shirayim, what became pigel? Ilem lefkulei dam. Did the dam become pigel? Dam means mefagli. Everyone knows dam doesn't become pigel. It's a mishnah, but tonight, ew, varm shein chayav anolei mishon pigel. I mean, these are the following things that don't become pigel, meaning if eat them, you should be chayiv karas. Hakoy mitzvah levoyne vaktoris, michas kara, michas esoch, michas koy mashiach, vehadam. Elo pshita laf gulei basar. So it's pasha, what became pigle? The basar became pigle. Frank the Gemara, whoa, what's going on over here? You're thinking about the dam chutz lezmanoy and the basar is becoming pigle? Hashta, says the Gemara. Uma hasam madach over there. Duloi chashe bebe basar gufei. Am Rabbi Yosef mefagel. If Rabbi Yosef holds that a machshav in the dam creates pigle, chorus, on the basar, hacha de chashe bebe zevach gufei like koshke, then pigle be yerech yamin certainly should be chal pigle on the yerech smile. Says the Gemara. V'oi. Adritikasha. V'oma Ravina. Ravina said, Toshma. Akoyim says, Amincha. And this is from Rabbi Yossi in yesterday's daf, right in the beginning of the parak. So what was the machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Chacham, right in the beginning of the parak? Machlokes was, if Akoyim was doing kmitza, and he had a mind to be makter the levoina chutz lezmanai, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be chalpigal. But if he had a mind to be makter the koimitz, moida hay Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was moida over there, that it's going to be chalpigal. So it says the Gemara, we have another Rabbi Yossi in the laws of pigal. Let's see what Rabbi Yossi said. Hakoimitz says, Amin chalechel shiareo, lahakter kumtza lamachar, moida Rabbi Yossi bezu, shapigal, v'chayav and olav kar. Says the Gemara, lahakter kumtza, in the case where the pigal was to be makter the koimitz chusla zmane. Lavkulei mai, what's becoming pigal? Ilei malavkulei koimitz, is the koimitz becoming pigal? Meaning he's saying it's pigal, so if somebody eats the koimitz now, he's chayav karetz. Koimitz mim. It's the same price we just mentioned. We just said that koimitz doesn't become pigle. It's the shiraim that becomes pigle, says the Gemara. Hashd. Madach over there, where you weren't. So if the thinking in the koimitz can make the shiraim pigle, then how could you tell me that if you thought about the yerech yamin, that the yerech smell is not going to be pigle? Says the Gemara. Checkmate. Three kashas on Rav Huna's understanding in Rav Yossi. Meaning it's poshut that Rav Yossi held that pigal b'yerech yamin, nispagal yerech smal. Rav Yossi only said his halacha regarding the shtei halechem. Rav Yossi only said his halacha with regards to the lechem upon him. Why? Why is the shtei halechem unique? Elam Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan enters. And he says, Hainu time with Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to tell you b'shanu Rabbi Yossi. Because the shtei halechem is something that on the one hand, hakosav ha'son guf echad, v'hakosav ha'son shnei gufen. Even there are two breads, but they're also one. Guf echad, they're one in the sense, the ma'akvi ha'adadi, because they ma'akvi each other. You couldn't just have one lechem. You had to have shtei lechem. They're ma'akiv each other. Rashi quotes Gemara's later. In halacha, there is a certain ikuv between one and the other. But they're also shnei gufin. The Amr Rahman, haluchuda avida, haluchuda avida. Because physically, they're two. Therefore, sometimes you look at them as one, sometimes you look at them as two. Arvinu, if you ma'arv them, misarvin, they become one. Da'kos of asan guf echad. Al zenemar, we look at them as guf echad. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that if you had a machshava on both, to eat a half his eyes of this and half his eyes of that, you look at them as one, because the two could be mitzarif to give me the shear. Stating that, palginu miflegi, but if you weren't ma'ar of them, then we look at them as separate, and the reason is that kosev asan shnei gufin, because the Torah at the end of the day made them into two gufin, simply because physically they're two gufin, and that's where Rabbi Yossi holds, that if you're machashiv in one, the other one's not going to be pickles. You want to know time of the Rabbi Yossi, it's not because he looks at every chelik of the carbon as being independent, no. A carbon is one. There's nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yossi holds the shtei halechem are two. Because at Torah son shnei, and in fact, even the shtei halechem could be one. Al yidei yamachshava. But the bottom line is, that is taima de Rabbi Yossi. Zok digmar vayte by Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yossi said his halacha with regards to breads. He said it regarding the shtei lechem and regarding the lechem upon him. That if you're mechashev in one, it's not chal pigal on the other. The other breads that were brought as karbanas. By Rabbi Yochanan, pigal b'lachmi toida ma'u. Lachmi toida, if he was mechashev to eat some of the lachmi toida. What would Rabbi Yossi hold? It's chal pigal on the others or not? The minchas ma'afem ma'u. That was a mincha that came with many breads as well. Tonali rev tachlifa v'marova. V'chein ata oimer b'lachmi toida. V'chein ata oimer b'minchas ma'afem. So we can either speak out raid or we can finish the daf. Rate? Head count? What do you think? Rate, okay. Rate wins. Okay, so so one of the ideas that we had on Amud Aleph was the halacha of Emefaglin b'chatzi mater. Rashi asks two kashas. Rashi asks two very important kashas. If you look at Daf Yudalev Amud Aleph, there's a very long Rashi. And Rashi over there asks two very important kashas. The Erishta Kasha Rashi asks is that it sounds like from the Gemara, there's one Shita Rav Meir who holds Mefaglum Bechatzi Mater. Everybody else holds a Mefaglum Bechatzi Mater. In fact, Rashi, if that's the case, throughout Masechtas Menachos, we've already seen this, the Gemara talks about how if the Kohen did Kmitza and he had a Machshavas Pigel, it's Chal Pigel. L'chura Tainas Rashi isn't Kmitza Chatzi Mater, because there were two tracks that took place while the Karban Mincha was being brought in order for the Mincha to be considered to have been brought properly. You had to do Avoida with the Mincha, you had to do Avoida with the Levina. So L'chura, the Kmitza that was done with the Soilis had a counterpart, which was take the Levina out of the same exact Klisharis and put it on the Mizbech. Now, it's not called Kmitza, it's called Likud Levina. But L'churit, Tainas Rashi, why isn't Kmitza always considered a Chatzi Mater? And being that the sheet of most Chachamim is that Eimefaglim, the Chatzi Mater, why is the Stima Samishnayas throughout the beginning of Masechtas Menachos referring to someone having a Mashal, this pigel at the time that he did Kmitza, as a good Machshava? L'churit should be Chatzi Mater. You should have to be Machashav while you did the Kmitza, and then be Machashav again while you did the Likud Levoina. Says Rashi, you have to say that even though it's true that the Mincha and the Levoina, or the Silas and the Levoina, both together created the heter, and they both created together the ritzui. But at the end of the day, you know why koimitz is not considered a chatzim mater? Because there was no kmitza that was done with the levina. At the end of the day, one was kmitza and one was likot. So being makter the koimitz and being makter the levina, that would be a classic case of chatzim mater, because they're both haktara. Doing the shchita of the two kifsei atzeres, as we saw this morning, that would be a chatzim mater. It's they're both shchita. Doing the dalet hazois of the chatois apnimio, it's each hazois. It's a chatzim mater because it's all the same avoida. But over here, even though they're very similar and they mirror each other and they parallel each other, but one is kmitza and one is likud. It's not the same thing. And being that it's not the same thing, you look at kmitza as an avoida shleim. There's a shitas Rambam that we're going to see Matzah Shem next week. But for now, that is shitas Rashi and Menachos Daf Yudal and Manal. That's the first part of Rashi. The second part of Rashi, Rashi says that the pashtas in the Gemara is that Ain Mefaglin Bechatzi Mater? It's only Rav Meir that holds Mefaglin Bechatzi Mater. Let's review a Gemara that we learned together yesterday. So the first Mishnah in Perek HaKoymetz HaSamincha begins with a Machloikis Rav Yosi in the Chacham. A Koyim was doing Kmitza, which Rashi just established is a Mater. It's a Mater Sholim. So the Koyim was doing Kmitza and he had a Machshav Espego. If his Machshav was to be Makter, the Koymetz Chutz Lezmanoi, the Halach is, it's going to be pickle. Everybody agrees it's going to be pickle. If the machshava was to be makta de levoina chutz lezmanai, over there the halacha is that it's not going to be. There it's machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. The Chacham says it's going to be pickle. Rabbi Yosi says it's not going to be pickle. And the Gemara says that it would have been very easy to make a mistake in shittas Rabbi Yosi. Meaning, there would have been mokum to think that the reason Rabbi Yosi holds that if a koyin had a machshava to be makta de levoina chutz lezmanai while he's doing avodas hakmitza is because he holds ein mefagim b'chatzim mater. Meaning, you could have very easily thought that that's Pshana Rabbi Yosi. Pshana Rabbi Yosi is that being you're only being mechashev to do the Haktoras Alevoina Chutz Lezmanai, and the Haktoras Alevoina is only a Chatzim Mater, so maybe that's Pshana Rabbi Yosi. But says the Gemara, that's not Pshana Rabbi Yosi. You know, I know that's not Pshana Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi is moida that if you're mechashev to do the Haktoras HaKoimetz Chutz Lezmanai, it is a Machshev Espigel. Just like the Levoina is a Chatzim Mater, the koimetz is also a chatzi matter. They're the two sides of the same coin. They're the two chatzis that make the complete matter. So if Pshat and Rabbi Yosi, why a machshava to be makta the levoina chutz lezmanai while you're doing the kmitza is because em mefagel on a chatzi matter, then how could Rabbi Yosi distinguish between being makta the koimetz being makta the levoina? Elamai time of Rabbi Yosi is not because of em mefagel on a chatzi matter. What's Pshat and Rabbi Yosi? That's yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yosi holds em matter mefagel es hamater. Says Rashi Gevald. What comes out then of this Gemara? Do the back of the envelope arithmetic. It means it comes out Rabbi Yosi holds mefaglon b'chatzim mater. Because if Rabbi Yosi held a mefaglon b'chatzim mater, the Gemara is tiny that just like Rabbi Yosi holds, you can't be mefagl in the Haktaras Halavoyno, you shouldn't be able to be mefagl in the Haktaras HaKoymetz either. Elamai, time of Rabbi Yosi is not because of a mefaglon b'chatzim mater. In other words, Rabbi Yosi holds mefaglon b'chatzim mater. By the way, says Rashi, it comes out the Chacham also hold mefaglon b'chatzim mater. Because the Chacham hold you can be mefaglon in the Haktaras HaKoymetz, and the Chacham hold you can be mefaglon in the Haktaras HaLevoina. That means the Pashtus in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is mefaglon b'chatzim mater. Like Rashi, Avastiris HaSugis. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, everybody holds mefaglon b'chatzim mater. It doesn't matter if you're doing the kmitz and you're thinking about the Haktaras HaKoymetz Chutz Lezmanai, or if you're doing the Haktaras HaLevoina Chutz Lezmanai. although there is a sheet that's Rabbi Yosi, but that's for a whole other reason. Fundamentally, that would be a machshavas pegel because you're a mechashav and aktor. It's a chatzi matter. Mefagnu bechatzi matter. Now the sugi right over here, menachas staf yudalim menalef, where the Gemara says that if you're a mechashav during one of the kivtzei atzeres, only Rav Meir holds it's going to be pegel because only Rav Meir holds mefagnu bechatzi matter. And the truth is, we're going to see on Sunday daf tezayin menalef the whole mishnah with the chachamim hold mefagnu bechatzi matter. So what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Daf yud gimel menalef would seem to suggest that. Mefagnu b'chatzi matter, and Dafyu Dalad Amar Alfu seem to suggest that ei mefagnu b'chatzi matter. Zok Rashi, you have to say it's two separate sugyas. Very, very poshut. It's a Rashi. Very, very poshut. The sugya in Dafyu Dalad Amar Alfu is discussing a kohen is doing a chatzi matter, and he has a good machshavas pigel. A machshava during a chatzi matter, is that a machshavas pigel or is that not a machshavas pigel? The pashtus in the sugya is it's not a machshavas pigel. There's one Rav Meir who holds mefagel b'chatzi matter. But the Chachamim hold, and that's the halacha, that if you had a machsheves pigel during b'shas, the kohen was doing a chatzi matter, mefagel b'chatzi matter. Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph is discussing where the kohen was doing a full matter. He was doing kmitza. We just spoke out the first part of Rashi. Kmitza is a matter shalim. He was thinking about doing a chatzi matter chutzlis manei. He was mechashev to be makter the kohen. He was mechashev to be makter the levoina. Haktoras ha-kohen is a chatzi matter. Haktoras ha-levoina is chatzi matter. The chatzi matter is in the olam ha-machshava. It's not that he's doing a chatzi matter and having a machsheves pigel. He's doing a matter shalim. He's just thinking about a chatzi matter. Over there, mefagel b'chatzi matter. When do we say ein mefagel b'chatzi matter? That's when the machshava happened while you were doing a chatzi matter. When do you say mefaglin b'chatzi matter? That's when you were only thinking about a chatzi matter. But being that you were doing a matter shalim, the tzad chatzi matter is only in the world of machshava. Al zenemar, it's over there that you're going to have the halacha of mefagel b'chatzi matter. A pashto on this. But there's a very, very, very big problem. And the problem is that what's takib shad in the Gemara and Dafyud Gimel Amar Aleph? We learned a little bit yesterday. What's this havamina that if you're mechashiv in a chatzi matter, that somehow that should be an issue? L'chura, we know that the yisoid of machshav is pigel is you're thinking about achila. Achilas Adam, achilas mizbech. And that's why when it comes to a carbon, there's four types of machshav is pigel. Achilas basar, haktar seymurim, which is achilas mizbech. Shvich HaShirayim, which is Achilas Mizbeach, and Tzrika, which is Achilas Mizbeach. You're thinking about Achila. That's what it is. The counterpart as it relates to a Minchas, you're thinking about the Achila of the Shari HaMincha, that's Achila, and Aktaras HaKoymas, Aktaras HaLavoyna, that's Achilas Mizbeach. But you say to Machshev as Pigles, you are Machashev and Achilas Mizbeach. What would be the Havamina that there should be a Halach of Ein Mefaglon B'chatzi Matter when it comes to the Machshava of Aktaras HaKoymas, Aktaras HaLavoyna? Bishloima, when I'm doing the Avodah, where the Halacha of Pigles states, that is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Halacha. You read the bylaws of Pigel, that's what it says. You need to be doing a matter. Okay, I'm doing a chatzi matter. So that's a shailo. Mefaglu b'chatzi matter, eh mefaglu b'chatzi matter. So you trip up because it's only a chatzi matter. But as it relates to what the machshava has to be, it's a different bylaw. There the law states you have to be thinking about achila. So if I was thinking about a chatzi matter, it's very nice, it's only a chatzi. So in the world of matter, but we're not living in the world of matter. You're living in the world of achilas mizbeach. At the end of the day, the aktaras ha-koymitz is achilas mizbeach. The aktaras ha-levoyna. Why should aktaras ha-koymitz be worse than a kezayis of emurim? It's enough. It's a sheer choshev. So it's not in the world of matter, it's a chatzi matter. Or b'chtaf nish matter. Ichtaf achilas mizbeach. You know, ask the kasha, the briskerov asked the kasha. And the briskerov said it. Teretz, and if you want to see it inside, you can take a look in the Shirei Rabbi Shulam David Alevi. He brings it beautifully. Betuv Tam, it reads easily. Once you go through these sugis, it's a little bit of an oxymoron. It reads easily. But the point is that we've gone through many of these Gemaras together, and regardless, it's in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. That's where he brings this. And the Brisker Rav said Pshat based behektim on two Yesoidis from Reb Chaim Brisker. First Yesoid is the Yesoid in Pigel. The second Yesoid is the Yesoid in Mincha. First the Yesoid in Pigel. We keep on saying that Pigel is, you're doing an Avodah, one of the Dalet Avodahs HaMatiros, and you're being Mechashev, Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach. Chutz Lazmani, Chutz Mkoyme. And all four cases, they fall under the purview of Achila. Either it's Achilas Adam or it's Achilas Mizbeach. Stating that, Reb Chaim said it's not true. Reb Chaim said it's a mistake. Reb Chaim said it's true for three out of the four types of Machshavas Pigel. It's true for achilas basar. It's true for haktaras emurim and shvichas shirayim. Together, the lumdis of that machshavas pigel is you're doing an avoda of matter and you're thinking about achila chutzas mani chutzam kaimai. But when a kayin does an avoda shchita, for example, and he has a mind to do the zrika chutzas mani, Reb Chaim said zrika is not achilas mizbeach. Why? That's a whole other discussion. But zrika is not achilas mizbeach, and the reason it's chal pigel is not because you are mechashav an achila. Val zrika heis nesh achila. Why then is a chal pigel? Because the mechashve may avoid al avoida. Because there's a new din in pigel. Tzvei dinim. There's a second din. There's a din that states that if a kohen is doing an avoida and he has a machshava to do an avoida, which avoida? Zrika. Chutzas mani, chutzam kaimai. Being that you're doing avoida X and you had a mind to do avoida Y, chutzas mani, there's a concept of mechashve may avoida al avoida, and it's for that reason it's going to be chal pigel. Reb Chaim said his yisoid primarily to say Pshan and Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim, whether mechashve may avoid the lavoid or a mechashve may avoid the lavoid in the context of Shaloi Lashma. So, for example, a chatas and a pesach, Shaloi Lashma is possible. That means if you do Shchita Kabbalah, Lachas Rika, chatas, Shaloi Lashma, Shinu Kaida, Shinu Bailim, we know that Lachas is going to be possible. What if a Kain was doing Shchita and he didn't think Shaloi Lashma, but he had in mind that when he does the Zrika, it's going to be Shaloi Lashma? Rabbi Yochanan says it's a machshava shalay lishma. The chatas is going to be possible. Reish Lakish says no. Rabbi Yochanan says mechashve me'avoid l'avoid. Reish Lakish says ain't mechashve me'avoid l'avoid. Says the Gemara, I'm Reish Lakish, but not mina lo. How do I know mechashve me'avoid l'avoid? The pigle. If a kohen would do shchita and he would have in mind to do the zrika chutzas mani, wouldn't it be chal pigle? So what's the difference if a kohen was doing the shchita, he had in mind to do the zrika shalay lishma? It should be a psul shalay lishma. So Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, what's have to do with pigle? Pigle has nothing to do with mechashve me'avoid l'avoid. Pigle has to do with the fact that you're doing an avoida and you'll be mechashev in an achila. Zrika's achilas mizbeach. That's why it's not mechashve me avoida l'avoida. You can't make a zrika psula while you're doing shchita. The word is, I'm doing shchita and the shchita is possible because I was thinking about an achilas mizbeach while I was doing shchita. What does that have to do with doing shchita and thinking that when I do the zrika, it's going to be shalai l'shma? Vas hotis mit mechashve me avoida l'avoida. Hot Reb Chaim gezog, vais leis in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held that the machshavos pigel of zrika chutzas mani doesn't work with achilas mizbeach. It works min din mechashve me avoida l'avoida. I was thinking to do the machshavos chutzas mani. And that renders the carbon pigel. So says Rabbi Yochanan, if you find the concept of mechashve me avoida l'avoida when it comes to a pigel, you should find the concept of mechashve when it comes to Shaloi Lashma as well. Then Reb Chaim said even a bigger chiddush. Reb Chaim said that being that we just established very clearly from Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, there's other rise as well, but very clearly from Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, that says that the geder of a machshavas pigel when it comes to being machashav to do zrika chutzas mani is he being machashav in avodas zrika. I'm going to tell you another yisoid that's mavur, and it's mavur in Gemara Menachas Daf Chav Zayin Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin Menalf. Where that is that the geder of what the definition of zrika is when you're machashav to do zrika chutzas mani is talui, and what the definition of zrika is. When we say that if you had the machsheves pigel while you were doing that zrika, it would be pigel. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch that's going to govern the zrika you have to think about in order to establish a mechashve me'avoida l'avoida the pigel of zrika is the same Shulchan Aruch of what dictates what's a zrika that says that if you had a machsheves pigel while you were doing the zrika, that the carbon would be possible. It's the same exact zrika. Reb Chaim's raya was from a Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says zrika de shayur basa mefaglo. Zrika de loy shayur basa le mefaglo. That means if a kohen did a zrika shalei b'mkaymoi, so what's a zrika shalei b'mkaymoi? You put the blood on the wrong part of the mizbeach. The halacha is a zrika ksheira, but the basa is aser. You can't eat the basa. You can't be makdeh emurim. Zrika shalei b'mkaymoi kim kaymoi dami, but the basa has issues. You can't put the basa anywhere near the mizbeach. There's no achila on the basa. Says the Gemara, a zrika de leishar your basa le mefagla. If a kohen was doing a zrika shleim kohen, he had a machshavas pigel. He had a mind to be makdeh demur chutzas mani. It doesn't work. Why? The svar is pashit, like everything we've been saying this morning. Because what's the lumdis of why you could be mefagla while you're doing a zrika? Not because it's an avoida, because it's a matter. And this zrika is not matter. It's a zrika de leishar your basa. So zrika de leishar your basa le mefagla. But then the Gemara says even a bigger chiddush. You know what the Gemara says? If a kohen was doing shchita, listen carefully, and he had a mind to do a zrika chutzas mani. That's pigle, right? But the zrika that he had a mind to do chutzas mani was going to be a zrika shalaybim kaimai. See, he had a mind to do a zrika shalaybim kaimai chutzas mani. It's like chitnish pigle. How do I know that? And there's a Rashi that explains it. A Rashi says one buzzword that reverberates within the kaisley based medrash of brisk, umina. I know it. Because if the halach is that you can't be mefagel while you're doing a zrika shalei b'mkaymai, then if you're Think about it, Zrika Shalabim Kaima, it does Eichet Nishpigel. Frank Reb Chaim, what's going on over here? What does one have to do with the other? I can't be Mefagel while I'm doing a Zrika Shalabim Kaima. Why not? Because the Zrika Shalabim Kaima is Leishai Yabasa, and I have to be Mefagel while I'm doing a Matar. A Zrika Shalabim Kaima is a Zrika, but it's not a Matar. But why can't I be Mefagel in a Zrika Shalabim Kaima? What's the criteria for Machshavas Pigel? Achilas Mizbeach. Zrika Shalabim Kaima is Mechaper. It's certainly Achilas Mizbeach. Teretz has said, Rabbi Chaim Weisleis, unser Yisoy, that the gedder of Machsheves Pigel and Zrika is Mechashev Me Avoida La Avoida. It's not enough to be Mechashev in the Achilles Mizbeach of Zrika. You'll be Mechashev in the Avoida Sa Zrika. And being that a Zrika Leishai, your boss is not considered an Avoida. That if you had a Machsheves Pigel while you were doing it, it should be Pigel. So too, it's not an Avoida. That if you thought to do it, Chutz Lazmanai, it's not going to be Pigel either. Al Kaponim says, Rabbi Chaim Gevaldig Yisoy, just to summarize. And that is that although ordinarily the definition of Pigel is that you're doing an Avoida, an Avoida Sa Man, and you're having in mind Achila, it's not the way it works by Zrika. Zrika's pigel is not because of the yichus of Zrika that it's a Achilas Mizbeach, but rather it works very, very differently. The gedder is, I'm doing an avoida, and I had a mind to do the avoida sa Zrika chutz lazmanai. But the chashivos of the machshava is because I was mechashev in the avoida sa Zrika. And if that's the case, it has to be an avoida. If it's not an avoida, the halach is, and that's a Rabbi Yechonon new mechashev avoida, avoida when it comes to shalei lishma, and that's the beer advar in why you need a Zrika bimkaimai. But if you're mechashev in a Zrika shalei bimkaimai, because even though a Zrika shalei bimkaimai is achilas mizbeach, but in the laws of pigel, it's not considered an avoida. Because the definition of the machshava of pigel is totally in the definition of what zrika is in terms of if I had a machshava while I was doing that, it's going to be pigel. That's the first yisayid. The second yisayid is yisayid of menaches. Beginning of the week, we learned the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua together. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita in Shas, in ein basar, ein dam. And it impacts zvachim, it impacts menaches. And the context of zvachim, what it means is if a kohen is about to do this zrika and there's no basar, Stuka shtik flesh. You can't find not basar l'achila. There's no emurim that's going to go on the mizbeach. There's no basar. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you don't have a kazayis basar, you can't do the zrika. Rabbi Eliezer says, what does one have to do with the other? Zrika comes primarily to create kapara. All the basar related avoides are shiore mitzvah. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. But that's Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Rabbi Yeshua's shita is an ein basar, ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha regarding menachas as well. If there's no shiore menachas at the time that the kohen wants to do the kmitzah, so says Rabbi Yeshua, you can't do the kmitzah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you could do the kmitza. What does one have to do with the other? As long as you're going to get the ikar purpose of what the mincha is coming for, I don't care. Shari menachis is shari mitzvah. So it doesn't bother me. The Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Blessed Shamuti. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Thus, the Rambam Paskin is an ein basar, ein dam. And if there's no shari mincha, you can't go ahead and you can do the kmitza. Stating that, there's a steer in the Rambam. Because when the Rambam brings the halacha of ein basar, ein dam, says the Rambam that if there is no basar, you can't do the zrika. What if a kohen did the zrika when there was no basar? Says Rambam, loy hurtza. It's not a good zrika. Because ein basar, ein dam is ma'akif. When the Rambam brings the halacha in Perigid al Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim halacha chaf regarding a mincha, says the Rambam, and I quote, Kamat says ha-mincha, va'acha kach nitmu she'yareh kulon, oy nisrafu, oy yatzu chutz la'azara, oy yavdu, lo yachtar ha-kaymetz. Don't do k'mitza. Ve'im hikter, but if you went ahead and you did do the haktara, hurtza. Then the halacha is that it's going to be okay. And Reb Chaim asked the obvious kasha to steer the Rambam. Why, when it comes to zvachim, does the Rambam say the halacha ein basar ein dam is likuva? That even b'di'evit, if you go do the zrika, it's not going to be a good zrika. Yeah, when it comes to the mincha, the Rambam says clearly lo yakter es hakoymitz. But the imhikter, if you did do the haktara hurtza, there's going to be ritzoy. Said Reb Chaim, half of a fell. Chaim said, we know that the dalar avoides of the mincha mirror the dalar avoides adam. You have kmitza by mincha, keneged the shchita. You put the kaimitz in the klishares, that's keneged the kabbalah. You take the kaimitz to the mizbeach, that's the halacha. And then you makter the kaimitz, that's keneged the zrika. The truth is, there were two things that were put on the mizbeach by every carbon. There was the dam, the zrika, and then there was the emurim, there was aktaras hakaimitz. Reb Chaim said, I have rayas from the Rambam, that the Rambam held that there was the equivalent thereof of the haktaras emurim by a mincha also. Where's the equivalent thereof? Daktaras HaKoymetz. In other words, Daktaras HaKoymetz accomplished two things. It wore two hats. Number one, it's the Zrika. There's no dam. This is the zrika. Number two, it's also the haktaras emurim. It can accomplish both things. I'll just read to you a Rambam. Loshen Rambam in Perik Yudalad Halacha Yud in Hilchis Psuya Mekdashim says the Rambam. Shehalavoyno im hakoymitz lemincha ke emurim lezevach. Loshen Rambam in Pirush Hamishnayis. Vahakoymitz vahalavoyna atzmon hein kemoy hadam vaho emurim min azevach. That means the koymitz does two things. It's the dam and it's the emurim. That really Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of ain bus or ain dam never really works when it comes to a mincha. It's mufrach mina yubay. Because what are you going to tell me? The kohen has the kohenitz. He wants to put the kohenitz on the mizbeach. He looks around. He can't find any shiurim menachas. There's no basar. If there's no basar, how could I go ahead and be makta the kohenitz? Zok Rav Chaim, it's not true. There is basar. You know what the basar is? The kohenitz is the basar. Because the same Rabbi Yeshua that holds a main basar ain dam says avad if there's a murim, there's basar. What's the definition of basar? You have to have either a kezayis basar or a kezayis a murim. So Rav Chaim said you always have basar. You have the murim. Where's the murim? The kohenitz is the murim. The Rambam held that although it's true, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha was said by Menaches because you have to have the shiurim mincha. But at the end of the day, you don't have the halacha of a main baser ain that. What you have is the halacha with regards to the katchila lo yachter. Because for that, Rabbi Yeshua did say his halacha that you need shiurim mincha. You just don't have the din b'diavad of a main baser ain that. What's the difference, man of shach? Either you have it or you don't have it. So maybe we'll talk about that on Sunday. That's a whole different lamed. There's a whole shiur from Rabbi Shulam David Alevi Zolzangizot. But that's already a whole different shmuz. But as it relates to right now, said Rabbi Chaim, a major lamed, that the way Rabbi Yeshua's halacha of a main baser ain dam impacts. Menach is not the same the way it impacts a carbon. By a carbon, you can have a mitzias where I have dam, but I don't have any basar. By a carbon, it's mufrach minei abay. It's never going to be possible. Let's take it back to our sugya now. We're learning a sugya where a kayin was doing the avodah. He did kmitza, and he had a mind to be makter only the kaimitz, or be makter only the levoino. The shaila is, should there be an issue of chatzi makter? The Gemara says that, e mefaglum bechatzi makter, the word comes out over here, mefaglum bechatzi makter. That's the stira that Rashi fa'enferd, but al kaponim, there's a sugya of chatzi makter. Fake to prescribe, what's the sugya of chatzi makter? Why are we talking about chatzi makter? Chatzi makter is the taich, that if I'm doing a chatzi makter, could I be mefagl or not? But over here, we're discussing what my machshava was. In my machshava, all I need is achilas mizbeach. Is that so pashit? Is that so pashit? That's true when you're mefagel in basar, in murin, and shvich hashirah. But when you're mefagel in zrika, you have to be mefagel in avoida. And what's the definition of avoida? Whatever avoida means in the sense of that if I was mefagel while I was doing the avoida, it'd be a machshava spigel. That's the definition of avoida. If I had a mind to do that, chutzas mana. And just like you find zrika goli shay your boss le mefagla, therefore if you mechashet to do a zrika shalei b'mkayim chutzas mani, it's not going to be bigger either. So today mokim tzogin that a yoystak toras akoyts and aktoras halavoyna are both kineged the zrika. Maybe the lumdis of pigul in haktoras akoymes haktoras halavoyna works like the lumdis of zrika, and the lumdis is basically going to state that you need to be mefagla and avoidas akoymes. And in the avoida, k'toras alavoina. And if that's the case, you'd have to be mechashev in the entire matter. Because being that you need the avoida, it's not going to be pigul mitzad achilas mizbeach, so therefore it's not going to be enough. So just like you can't be mefagel in a zrika shalei b'mkayim chutzas mana, because it's not considered avoida, and when it comes to machshava in pigul chutzas mana, you need the avoida sazrika, so too, if you're mefagel in a chatzi matter, in the aktaras akoymes, or the aktaras alavoyna, it's not going to be machshava's pigul either. Because just like you can't be mefagel in a chatzi matter, I can't be mefagel thinking about a chatzi matter either. Kamash malon, that is true dinam in every aktaras koymes, aktaras alavoyna. It's true, the koymes and the levoyna is b'makam de dam, but it's also b'makam de imurim. And being that it's also b'makam de imurim, on the imurim level, there is a concept of achilas mizbeach, that's why you can be mefagel b'chatzi matter. So this shakla v'tarya in the Gemara daf yud gimel amud aleph, whether it passes to say mefagel b'chatzi matter, or mefagel b'chatzi matter, when you are mechashev in a chatzi matter, which at first glance is tamua, Priskurov said that based on the two yesoidas of Reb Chaim, yesoid number one, that the pigul in zrika is pigul in the avodas zrika, and you saw it number two that the koymitz and the levina really wear two hats. They're b'makim the zrika and they're the b'makim in murim. That was the shakl of attire. The Gemara thought maybe you have the halach of emafagim b'chatzim matter because maybe pigul in haktaras hakoymitz haktaras alavina is pigul in the avodas zrika. haktara, just because it's b'makom d'dam. So it's pigul in davay d'sazrika. If that's the case, if I can't be mafagel while I'm doing a chatzim matar, I can't be mafagel in a chatzim matar. Kamashmo, this has nothing to do with mafagel in a chatzim matar, because it's true I'm thinking in a chatzim matar, but I don't need the avoda of the haktara in order to make it a machshavas pigul. I could have it pigul mitzad achilas mizbeach, because in koymetz and levoyne there's another din. It's also b'makom de'emurim, and by emurim I don't need avoda. By emurim I just need that it should be achilas mizbeach. Based on that, it's going to be pizzle.